Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. It's another day of lots of great, great music. And somebody's going to win a coupon for bagels. Stay by that phone, because when you hear the song Give Me Bagels, you're going to want to call and you're going to want to win the coupon for bagels. So stay with me and I'll be right back. Shabbat, 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 Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Well, did you know that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation? Please come and fellowship with us every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. That's where you can buy books and CDs and prayer shawls, shofars, cards, jewelry, and so much more. The Fig Tree is open every Saturday, right after services from about 12 to 1. And it's open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7 and Thursdays from 1 to 6. And if you are in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berith HaDashah, 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Also, just a quick reminder, I've been saying in the last few weeks, check out www.arisesweetsarah.org, A-R-I-S-E, Sweet Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. If you are interested in pro-life ministries, Sandy Arena has published a wonderful movie called Arise, Sweet Sarah, telling a great story of saving babies. You can get it through Vimeo or through Amazon, and you can learn a lot more about her ministry by going to arisesweetsarah.org. Also, I want to remind you that we are having a March of Remembrance Sunday, April 23rd. We're going to gather at Edgewood Free Methodist Church, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and then we're going to march to the Jewish Community Center at 1200 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can call 280-1149. You can email rocmor2017@gmail.com, and we are hoping that you'll all take part in the March for Remembrance. March for Remembrance. It's a Christian prayer walk. We're partnering with Christians across America and worldwide. We're standing with the Jewish community in observance of Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Remembrance Day. We will also hear the testimony of a Holocaust survivor. That's all happening on Sunday, April the 23rd, the Rochester March of Remembrance. You can also email me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com for more information. Now, how about we listen to one of my favorite Shabbat songs? This is Craig Taubman from My Jewish Discovery, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom to all y'all. Now, I grew up in Virginia, and we say y'all there, you know. Well, they say y'all, because I've been away a long time. Yeah, well, you know what? This is the year of the Lord's favor, Deborah Klein and Vince Iantorno.
This is the year.
Hey, again, that was Deborah Klein and Vince Intorno. This is the year, and that's from her CD, Walk on Water. All right, I suppose you're dancing all around your room, and you might just hear a little snap, crackle, and pop sound, but don't worry, because I know where to send you, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Sounds like a plan. Say goodbye to that back pain. And you know what? You're going to say hello to Joel Chernoff. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Da-da-dee-da-do-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh.
Yeah, that is so exciting. You're thinking, what's so exciting? It's exciting to know that Yeshua binds us together. You know, I'm Jewish, my husband is not Jewish, but we have Yeshua in common. My best friend, hello, darling, I know you're listening. She's not Jewish, but you know, we are Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. It's exciting. And that's what you will experience when you go to a Messianic congregation. You don't have to be Jewish. No. You know, we're like, you know, half and half. You know, we're all together, bonded together. You want to know more about Yeshua? Well, just listen to Becca Shea. She's going to tell it like it is.
I'm convinced neither death nor life nor angels or principalities.
Well, that was pretty exciting, Becca Shea. Yeah. Well, you know what else is exciting? That when it's chilly out, that you can be toasty warm. Yeah, excellent air, heating and cooling. Ah, soon we'll be talking about air conditioners, right? Hopefully, yeah. Okay, but not today. Today is not that day. We still need our furnaces on, and if you're having any trouble with yours, call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. They are family-owned and operated. They will come as soon as you call them, or within probably a half hour. They don't make you wait very long. They love the Lord. Their prices are good. Their service is excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. May the cooling come soon. 889-7840. Give them a call and tell them that Ethel sent ya. So why am I on the air? Well, you know, I am a Jew born anew. Just like Marty Goetz, who's a nice Jewish boy who knows Yeshua, well, I am a nice Jewish girl who knows my Messiah. Give a listen.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew ya could come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew ya could come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel.
Yeshua. Let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah. He's the Lion of Judah. And he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was. Yep, it's true. On Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So I sing a lie, la lie, lie, la lie, la lie, lie, la lie. And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I? Hey!
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Changes in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. Yeah, good. You know what else is good? Sweet friends. I am blessed with sweet friends. Well, one of them just happened to pop into the studio. Shalom, Miss Robin.
Shalom, Ethel. Shalom, listeners. Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's a nice partly Jewish girl like you doing in a place like this?
Well, you know, just came for a schmooze.
I'm telling you, schmoozing with Robin and schmoozing with Ethel. I'm telling you, chatting with Chadwick, and we'll think of something to say with Putney, but I'll think of it after the next song. All righty, Jonathan Sattel with his wonderful voice. He has a CD out called Ani Ma'amin. It means I believe, and the song is called Ani Ma'amin.
Ani Ma'amin. This one, I love singing it, but it's a tongue twister.
You should try dancing to it. Oi.
אני מאמין, אני מאמין, אני מאמין. שלמה בריא המשיח אני מאמין אני מאמין אני מאמין באמונה שלמה בריא המשיח אני מאמין
Boy, yeah, Jonathan Sattel. Well, we're still looking for that word. We're still looking for that word. We got chatting with Chadwick, but I just don't know what we're going to do with Putney. Got any ideas, guys? The number here is 222-2990. If we got chatting with Chadwick, what do we have with Putney?
We need help.
We need help. 222-2990. Chatting with Chadwick and something with Putney. Help us. Diane, you're the one that's going to call. You'll know something. But right now, this seems so inappropriate. We're being so funny, but all right, let's get back in the spirit. Glory Come Down with Paul Wilbur.
Find you in your secret place, oh God, under the shadow of your wings. Here in your presence, there's no place I'd rather be. I need you more than anything. Glory, come down. Come down, glory, come down, glory, come down. The song of heaven, like a mighty up and worship as we sing. All creation longs to hear the joyful sound of the returning of our
Wow, so beautiful. All right, we did find a word to go with Putney. You'll find out after these next few messages. But right now, Jill Chernoff is going to tell you how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Is it possible to pick up the kids from soccer practice and have a complex medical examination? Thanks to Israeli scientists, the answer is yes. In 1998, an Israeli company developed a camera the size of a pill. The pill cam examines the esophagus and digestive tract. Not only is swallowing the pill much more patient-friendly, but the pill cam actually increases effectiveness by 25% compared with traditional scoping exams. Many patients cannot handle the traditional method and were subject to more invasive measures, or worse, never sought treatment. In 2003, the company received the European Union Grand Prix Award for the invention with the highest impact on human life. Isn't the Holy Spirit a lot like a spiritual pill cam? The Holy Spirit shows us areas in our life that require attention. Like the pill cam, the Holy Spirit's goal is the health and well-being of our spirits and can have the highest impact in our lives. And that's not hard to swallow. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
All right, it's your chance to win a coupon for bagels. And I got some coupons from Balsam Bagels on Winton Road. I am just ready to give them out to the right caller. Okay, you like visuals, right? Imagine this, there's a Old Testament prophet, and he's really, really hungry. You know, he's about to wilt away. He's starving. And ravens, you know, imagine now, they're black ravens. They're swooping in, and they brought food to this guy. I mean, he was really hungry. And believe me, I know what it's like to be hungry. And you wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. I can get mean.
You saw it today.
Robin saw it. You know, it was time to feed the Ethel. But, and Diane knows all about that too. All right, ravens, they come swooping in and they brought food to this guy. He's an Old Testament prophet. Who was it? 222-2990. Call now. Did you forget something, folks? You know, if you don't call, I might get real sad and start crying, and it's just too ugly. You don't want to see that. 222-2990. Oh, my board operator reminds me they won't see it. It's radio. Ha ha. Thank you, Peter. All right, 222-2990. The ravens came swooping in, and they brought food to this guy. He was starving. Which prophet in the Old Testament? Come on, the ravens brought food to whom? Which prophet? 222-2990. But now I'm going to have some fun. It's, you know, chatting with Chadwick, or as my dear friend Diane says, we could call it prattling with Putney, because we're going to be chatting and prattling and talking and all that good stuff. And we'll be exchanging some pleasantries with Putney.
Pontificating the pleasantries.
Oh, yes. So, Robin! Yeah. What's going on in your life? Big changes.
Oh,
where have you been the last few months, and tell me why?
Well, the last few months I was in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, doing Army basic training. So that was an amazing experience.
Why? Tell me why.
So My job is a chaplain assistant.
Chaplain, now we're going to be praying with Putney. Praying with Putney.
Wow. Praying with Putney. It will happen.
Yes.
So
a chaplain?
Chaplain. Well, so I'm a chaplain assistant. So I'm one of the lower ranks. I'm enlisted. And then just through the Lord putting the right people in the right place in the right time, I got all this encouragement, not only from my instructors, but my peers and people at home, my guard unit at home, just encouraging me to pursue chaplaincy. So it's officially kind of the first time in a few years I feel that God's given me a clear direction for life.
That is just so awesome. So you're going to be a full-fledged, ordained chaplain.
That is the plan. And it'll take a few years, but it's very exciting. And it's been very interesting because it's not only, you know, does God show you where he wants you to be, but he'll show you how to get there. And there's a lot of my life that he has to, here's a P word, pruning my life.
I see.
Getting them, you know, something's got to go, you know.
I see. The Putney pruning.
Pruning Putney. Praying and pruning with Putney.
Yes.
Chatting with Chadwick.
We can do a whole movie called Pruning Putney.
Gosh, I love it.
You know, I love it. Yeah. So I understand that we have a call or two or three or four or anybody there? Is there anybody there?
Mom? Dad?
Well, I suppose when that caller is ready to go on the air, we will find out. That's amazing. All right. It's going to be a surprise. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air with Chadwick and Putney.
Hi, Chadwick and Putney. This is Barone.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a guess for your trivia question.
Yeah?
I think it was Elijah.
Yay!
Oh, yay!
Ding, 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 ding. Mazel tov, mazel tov. So please don't hang up because we need your address so we can send you the coupon for bagels.
Thank you. And I am enjoying your show very much today. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for listening. All
Absolutely.
Right. So we have another caller. The contest has been answered, but you can certainly chat with us. Hello, hello. All right. Hold on. Hold the fort. This is fun. Now I don't have to. Okay. I don't have to cry now because people are calling. Shalom. Who we got?
Diane.
Well, hi, Diane. We got an answer to the contest, but you can certainly chat. Chat.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Robin. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's very good.
Good. Shabbat shalom.
Are we giving some news today, or are we just having fun with Ethel today?
Okay, well, I think you've all been tortured long enough, because...
Go ahead. Are you sure, Robin?
I'm sure.
Are you sure you're ready to say it?
I'm sure.
You don't have to do this.
It's a big deal.
You don't have to do it.
It's... You know what?
All right.
People in our circles, you know, it's out there for an hour and nobody's quite sure that an hour is too much time. You know.
They deserve the truth, yeah, Robin. They deserve the truth.
So
it's 10 of 3. Okay, that's it. You got 9 minutes.
Oh, it's only 2 hours. So the deal is, yeah, you know, the Lord has finally given me a way to celebrate one of the most important. Actually, it is a secular holiday, but, you know, the big announcement is that April Fool's is my favorite secular holiday. The Lord provided, because I didn't have any pranks planned this year. So, you know, thanks to social media, you can prank like 50 people.
April Fools.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I'm still not married and no babies, Diane.
No babies, no marriage. Oh, come on. There's got to be something else behind
I'll have to work on that. I'll have to work on that. I know people.
Well, I mean, you know what?
I'm sure you're right where you need to be in the Lord.
Well, it's
that
true.
Is great.
Thank you. Well, God is great. Amen. And, you know, I guess if there is any big news, that I'm pursuing chaplaincy. So, I mean, there is some news in life.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is really awesome.
Yeah. God is good.
That is a pretty special direction.
It is.
Amen.
And the Lord.
And you know, the Lord likes humor. I think it's good that we all get a little bit of a laugh today.
Yes. So there you go. Now you heard it first right here on Bagels and Blessings.
Okay. So here's what I want to say. Then I'm going to share my word, which was pleasantries with Putney.
Yes.
That was my word for you.
And so prattling. Oh, yes. I've already said it. I already said it, and I gave you credit. You didn't even hear me do that. Yes,
I
ma'am.
You know why? Because I was on a tune-in that goes to commercials, and I lose the program. So whatever pieces of it. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, thank you, Miss Diane. I'll be seeing you soon, won't I?
Yeah, you will.
All right, girl. We will talk further.
Oh, we will talk. Bye, Robin. Bless you.
Bye, Diane. Bless you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. Now, I understand there's another caller. They dropped off. Well, I'm sorry.
Gave up.
Oh, you know. So you want to talk more or you want to hear more music? What do you want to do? It's up to you, girl.
We have like 5 minutes.
We do. It's up to you. Anything special you want to say to all those followers? By the way, she is beautiful.
Oh.
She is single and she is gorgeous.
Thanks. Well, okay, there's the one flaw that Ethel has seen, and it really, we had to discuss it over lunch. So sometimes I snort when I laugh.
Oh, you had to tell people.
That's not what this show is about.
Yeah, it's time for music now. No.
Well, that's the one thing I think, just without going on forever, but. You know,
oh,
the
relationships.
Lord, oh, that's right. We're going to talk about, well, whether it's relationships, that's the big thing, is that for young people listening, and I guess anybody of any age, when there's something that is happening in your life, God will bring you to it. He will cut out relationships that don't need to be there.
Pruning.
He really will. And if there's a voice inside of you, if there's a gut feeling, that is the Ruach. That is the Holy Spirit guiding you in the right direction. And, you know, I could go on another time, but the things that happened while I was at training, when I came home, pay attention to the people He puts in your life. A good friend of mine said, God will always give us the opportunity to say, oh, it's just thunder. Oh, it's just a coincidence. You know, that's just thunder I'm hearing. You know, it's not the voice of God or the voice of God in your life. He'll always give you the chance to say, oh, you know, it's just whatever. But if you start listening to that, paying attention to it, you'll see. Let's take another call.
Oh, sure. We'll have another call. Boy, you're popular.
Wow.
I don't get this many calls when it's just me. All right, let's have it.
Hi, this is Bill.
Shalom.
Hi, Bill. Shalom.
Shalom.
How are you? I was wondering, what are the chances? I have a daughter, Robin, also pursuing ministry.
Well, there must be a lot of that going around.
Wow.
Is it in the water, perhaps?
It's in the water. It's also April Fool's, because this is your dad, Dave.
You got us.
You really sounded like somebody else. I don't even know who he sounded like.
You know, Dave, the master of disguise. After me. How are you?
David, you lied to me. You lied. But, you know, I have to forgive you now, don't I?
I lied on the Sabbath. I am so sorry.
I have to forgive you.
You guys are doing a great job, and I love the spirit, and we love you both, and we're praying for you.
Love you, Dad.
Thank you. I'm just enjoying prattling with Putney.
Yeah, Dad,
praise
thanks for
the Lord with Putney.
Amen. No, that'll be the name of her show. Woo!
Yay. Love you, Dad. Love you, Mom.
Love you. Blessings to you both. We
Hugs and kisses. Oh, this is great. This is great.
Thank you, Ethel.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So, Robin, basically what you're saying is listen to the voice of God and just wait for the right one, because God has perfect timing.
Yes, and He will make it very, very clear. If you ask Him to take the wrong things out, He will do it. He will do it very quickly sometimes.
Well.
Don't be afraid to listen to it. Usually if that's a nudging, it's worth paying attention to.
Amen. You know, someday, maybe I'll publish it, but I have written a whole series of blogs. It's called Mama Ethel's Guide to Love and Healthy Relationships.
Well, where is it?
Would you like me to give you a copy?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it bound?
I can make it available. I haven't published it yet, but it's, you know, it's on email. Whoever wants it, you know, Mama Ethel's Guide to Love and Healthy Relationships.
She is a genius.
Just some things I've learned. I've been around the block a little bit, you know.
She is better than Yenta. I shouldn't even put them in the same sentence. It's not even Yenta anymore. It's just Ethel.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's
Mama Ethel.
Etheling.
Everybody calls me Mama Ethel, you know. Yeah. Except my husband. Thank God he does not call me Mama Ethel. That would be weird. Wow. I can't believe it. It's actually at the end of the program. It has been a joy to have you. You know, we planned this over lunch. We planned this like an hour and a half ago. It's just a real spontaneous thing, but... Robin, it's been fantastic. You got to come on the air with me again sometime.
I would love this. Ethel, this is fantastic. And listeners out there, be encouraged and be blessed. This is such a special lady. And our Peter here.
Our Peter. He's wonderful.
No, this is great. And Shabbat Shalom, really. Just take time, remember to rest, and
take a break from life. Yes. Have a laugh every once in a while.
It's telling you. Oy. Well, now it's time for the ironic benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Yahir Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha Viyasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Ah, thank you, Robin. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone.
Amen.
Now, next week, the program will be pre-recorded as I have family coming in town and lots of cooking to do. Oy, so much cooking. But I'll be back live in the studio, well, maybe in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that. Have a blessed week or two. Love y'all so much. Y'all come back now, you hear? Shabbat Shalom.